Thank you very much, choir. That's some beautiful music to get started here today, worshiping the Lord. And I'd like to say good morning to everyone here. This is Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're here with us worshiping the Lord. And we're thanking those for listening over the radio and the internet here today. And we pray that because of your coming, you're going to experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's Word today. It's going to be taught. And if you are a visitor, we'd like for you to fill out the registration card attached to the church bulletin. If you please drop it in the offering plate when it is passed, we would appreciate it. I'd like to send you a nice note, and then you can invite us over for coffee and chocolate cake as we get to know you. Also, in your bulletin today, our scripture of the month is in Psalms chapter 30, verses 11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And now, we're going to continue to praise the Lord with Tay on the piano. And Victor, would you like to lead us now?
Sure. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Thank you again. Good morning. Thank you again for coming and fellowshipping up with us and praising our God this morning. It's good to see Pastor and Raquel. Pastor, you look good. Glad you could make it. It's also good to see Gloria this morning. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 176, Break Thou the Bread of Life. Number 176, Break Thou the Bread of Life. We'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Cross of Jesus, number 309. We'll sing the first and the third. Hymn number 454, What a wonderful Savior, number 454. And why don't we all stand as we sing number 454, What a Wonderful Savior.
Today with us, what a blessing it is to have you with us. We know you've been having difficulties and struggles with the things of this world, the illnesses, but you know what? God is greater than our illnesses, and that's what we rejoice in. Oh, let us pray. Lord, it is your word that reminds us in Psalm 46:10 to be still and know that I am the Lord. And though difficulties are always introduced into our lives, we know, the Lord, that you are the Lord, that you have all things under your control, and nothing escapes your attention nor your care. And we know that this world is a fallen world, and there are many amongst us who have the feelings of that sickness of this world, and that you, Lord, will be with them. We do lift up to you our own pastor, Gabriel Otero, and pray for your spirit to strengthen him and encourage him in the way to continue forward, that you would open up those doors of healing and those doors of wisdom and strength. We pray for your healing touch as well as upon Raquel, as she has the challenges with hearing, but we do thank you for your healing of a cough and pray for your continued strengthening of her body. We pray that you be with our brother Joe Plicka as he deals with the many illnesses and sicknesses of his body, that you, Lord, would be strengthening him and help him move forward. We pray for Gloria and thank you, Lord, that she is with us today, and pray for your healing touch and for her strength that she deals with carpal tunnel, and that you, Lord, would direct her continually unto yourself. We pray for Maida and for you to strengthen her body and her soul and spirit unto you as she battles cancer, which is really a stronghold in their life, and that you would bless her to continually be filled with your joy and peace. We pray for Darlene and Elenita as they battle with sicknesses. And we pray as well for Dwight 4C, that you would strengthen his mind unto you. We pray for Karen's sister, Marilyn. She had a heart attack and she has lupus. An angio on Monday. Bless her, Lord, with your strength and the wisdom and knowledge of you. We pray that you be with Thelma McDowell's granddaughter, Amber. She has pending surgery with Christine Batunang of Informed Choices of Cancer, and she has speaking engagements coming up. We pray for your spirit upon Philomena Laurel. Strengthen her as she battles shingles and the sickness of her body. And also Mr. Woolsey, that you would bless him with strength and healing, dealing with leukemia, and that in you, Lord, they would have strength and might and courage in you. And Lord, I pray for your divine spirit to be upon our missionaries throughout this world, on Carol and Ruth Knott and Eusebio Medixa Perez serving in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Abandano in Guatemala, and Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, and Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Informed Choices in Gilroy, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey with Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fredo Carol Lewis with the Worldview Center in Portland. Bless him with the power to proclaim your gospel and this courage to preach you and to serve you. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon the offering. Use it for your honor, for your glory, for your service. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Singing. I think they deserve a round of applause. They work so hard every Sunday for hours. Tay and Darlene and everybody to bring us this wonderful music and praise to the Lord. I know they're rejoicing in heaven, as we speak. Today, we're going to be turning in our Bibles to God's Word in John chapter 6, verses 48 through 58. If we'll turn in our Bibles to John chapter 6, verses 48 through 58. And now, would you like to stand for God's Word? I'm going to read it, and then Pastor is going to be teaching it. Okay. John chapter 6, verse 48. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father ate the manna and are dead, he who eats this bread will live forever. Let us bow for a word of prayer, please. Our Father who art in heaven, we've all come together in the sanctuary and over the radio and over the internet, and those will be listening to the CD ministry of our worship today. We come to praise you, for thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory. May we all magnify the Lord, and let us exalt his name together. Because God, your way is perfect. Your word has been tested and tried. Father, you are a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in you. So, Father, bless your word and our pastor and everyone that's here and those who are listening over the radio and the internet as Pastor gives us this message that you put in his heart for us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And those who are visitors in the sanctuary and those who are listening over the radio or the internet for the first time, I'd like to introduce our pastor, also a servant and a man of God, Greg Tomlinson.